From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting, gathering evidence of radicalization in California. A federal investigator says he believes both suspects in last week's mass shooting in San Bernardino, California, were radicalized for some time. And there's evidence they pre-planned the attack. David Bowditch is an assistant director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
As the investigation has progressed, we have learned that both subjects were radicalized and have been for quite some time. Now, how did that happen? The question we're trying to get at is how did that happen and by whom and where did that happen? And I will tell you right now, we don't know those answers at this point.
However, he said there is no evidence the U.S.-born Syed Rizwan Farooq and his Pakistani wife Tashfeen Malik were part of a broader overseas plot. The mass shooting at a gathering of local government workers last Wednesday killed 14 and wounded 21. Both suspects were killed in a shootout with police. U.S. defense officials have confirmed a senior al-Shabaab leader was killed last week in Somalia. U.S. Navy Captain Jeff Davis Monday said the December 2nd strike killed three, including Abdirahman Sandhir, who's also known as Ukash. Davis also confirmed Monday a November 13 airstrike killed a senior Islamic State leader in Libya known as Abu Nabil. And an American who fought alongside al-Shabaab in Somalia has turned himself in. Abdi Malik Jones was arrested in southern Somalia near the port of Barawi. Tanzania's new president, John Magufuli, has sacked several top transport ministry and port officials over corruption allegations, including the disappearance of hundreds of shipping containers. The World Bank has recently estimated that graft has cost Tanzania billions of dollars annually. This is VOA News.